I don't know. I probably should have gone for that just before we went to Sarah Chase. Mine, Sarah Chase, will be coming up from Rural TV very, very shortly. Online now, a gentleman who wasn't born in the USA, but certainly can provide a whole wealth of material about life, the universe, and indeed, beware handing over insurance claims willy-nilly without considering things first. Charles Affer, are you there, Charles?
Alex, I'm very well, thank you. Take me back 25 years.
Yeah, well, I had a sense that, you know, when you're sailing round the world and going through the Cape of Good Hope and a variety of other things, you'd be rocking and rolling with the boss in full force there.
I think we were from time to time, yes.
It's fair to say, Giles, that one of the things we really appreciate about you here on Siren and our sister service, Southside Broadcasting, is you manifest that role of being the ultimate action-packed solicitor at large, because when you're not flying, and we've heard great news about your latest planes that you've been purchasing, etc., sailing round the whole thing, I just get this sense, there's a television series just waiting to be written just about yourself, Giles.
Yeah.
Ather at large.
You're too kind.
It's very true. Sarah Bullimore, welcome back to Siren formally.
Thank you, Alex.
As I say, it's been far too long. With a variety of working too hard, then going down with the flu, and then deciding to actually go off to a spa to celebrate your birthday. I don't know. It is quite literally. But you're back with us now, and you have come with this wonderful, magical thing, Wold's Words. Now, we introduced Charles to the Middlesbrough Literary Festival, which shocked him to the core, even the fact that Middlesbrough actually had a literary festival.
I was well impressed.
Exactly. And now here we are, a festival of reading, writing and performance. Charles, would you like to ask Sarah what exactly Wold's Words is all about?
I'd love to know what Wold's Words is all about. Tell me, Sarah.
It's from the 18th to the 30th of October, and the main festival runs from the 20th to the 24th. And it's a lovely little boutique festival which happens in the Wolds of Lincolnshire. I don't know if you're familiar with that, but it's a beautiful, beautiful area of Lincolnshire. And we work mostly in the market towns of Louth and Orford, using the Orford Manor House, a lot of the small kind of libraries and theatres there as well, some beautiful spaces. And it's basically, we have kind of a whole programme of activities, events, authors, children's shows, theatre, for everybody really, all the family and anyone who comes along really. So big festival.
Is it basically sort of reading stories and poetry, that sort of thing?
It is. We've got some theatre performances as well, and we've got productions for children like Alice in Wonderland and, you know, How the Koala Learned to Hug, as we mentioned earlier.
Hey, is that just for children? I mean,
no,
surely
it's for anyone at any age.
That should be available.
A bit of loving.
Exactly, I'm thinking that should be available for legal advisors the world over. You know,
yeah,
how the koala learns to hug.
Well, some of us could do to learn how to use words a little more clearly. I can certainly tell you that.
Yeah. Exactly, precision. But I mean, just imagine the sort of legal aid if you could actually say yes. In order to get your articles, you need to read this text.
Go to the workshops.
How the koala learns to hug. That's fantastic. I see. We see some good friends back again. With Ian Carpenter, of course, the Order of Guardian Work, who is a 34-year-old property manager, found himself facing redundancy, decided to look at the recruitment pull out of the Guardian newspaper and applied for every single job there.
Yeah, definitely. And I missed him at the book festival hearing him, so I'm hoping this time round I actually get to sit in and hear what he has to say.
Sorted through on that. And, of course, we have Mike Pannett, who's known for writing Not On My Patch Lad, a former person who was featured on the Southside Book of the Month, amongst other things.
Brilliant,
so that's great stuff there. And what are we doing, a quiz, Sarah? Is that I noticed it's an online quiz.
We are launching a quiz on Friday on Lincolnshire Day. Mm. It's going to be online, but we're also going to be on the 9th of October. The festival team are going to kind of take over the streets of Louth, and we're going to have the quiz with us as well. So
there we are.
That's like a pub quiz in the open, is it?
Or is it? That's right. Yes,
I'm just thinking, Sarah, have I been bumped off the quiz scenario here? I mean, we used to do it. It used to be a Bullimore left cheek official opening of the Lincolnshire quiz.
No, we're doing it online so everyone can have a go, no matter where they are, they can get involved.
Just as long as we don't switch to an online stuff of it again. I think, you know, we need to work on that basis. I'm going to find out some thoughts from Joy in a few moments. But, Zach, if we can come to you initially. We often hear that the American population in general are very litigious. Now, this might not apply to Montana folk, but one does get a sense in New York that before you have breakfast, you have to at least take out legal proceedings and sue four or five people before you even start breaking in the ham and eggs, really. What are your thoughts on this? Any questions you'd like to put to Charles, who's clearly working in that field, although it has to be said, working from the nice angle of the whole thing, really?
Oh, yes. We're always on the side of the angels.
Exactly.
I think you're definitely right, Alex, that it does seem to be a trend, and an unfortunate trend at that, that I don't know how many lawyers the state of New York produces every year, but it's far more lawyers than doctors that they produce out of the higher education system. So it's unfortunate. It's, I think, a mindset that we probably need to get out of. I'm not quite sure what the difference is here. I'm not familiar, as I've only been here a couple of weeks.
Charles, you manifest, you kind of transferred in from marketing into law and so on. What was the motivation in many ways?
To do law?
Hmm.
Well, I started out a long time ago.
Like police come along immediately with the sirens.
Yes, they just come to take me away. I started out a long time ago with all sorts of altruistic sort of views and motives and all the rest of it. And in the end, the sort of hard realities of life kick in, and it's a way to earn a living as much as anything else. And I think a lot of people think lawyers are a bit sort of magical, a bit like doctors in that they have this great calling and vocation to sort of help people out and fight for the little man and that sort of thing. And, well, it doesn't work out that way in real life. You actually end up with a hard graft of having to earn a living. And I suppose, if I'm honest, that's the reason I do law, law at the moment.
Because
It's all I know.
Yeah, listen, we all have to make use of our crafts and our gifts in the best way forward from that point of view.
But I started out with all sorts of altruistic sort of views about, helping right the great wrongs of society, but you tend to get that knocked out of you after a few years.
Well, I mean, thankfully Joy still maintains her positive approach to helping students when they come up looking for help and assistance. So, look.
I do. I haven't come all jaded yet, but it would be awful if I did, wouldn't it? Can you imagine with a right face on me?
I put it down quite simply, Charles, to the fact that Joy is a regular Morris dancer.
I think that keeps my spirits lifted.
You know, I've always wanted to meet a Morris dancer.
Do you see?
Oh, wow. Well, you'll have to come along to one of my gigs in the summer.
When I was at college in Guildford, down in the deep south, years and years ago, I lived in a little village called Shamley Green. And they had a great pub there that served great beer. And outside the pub was this maypole.
Mm-hmm.
And every now and again, on a Sunday afternoon, a load of Morris dancers would dance up, a turn up. And everybody at first would sort of laugh at them and say, why are they wearing those silly things around their feet? But they'd do their stuff. And after about an hour or so, you'd actually get people, sometimes sort of hairy bikers, joining in and joining in the spirit.
We find that regularly. People really love it. It is really energising, and it does make you feel good. And, even if people don't join in, they do really enjoy watching it. It's a really fun thing to do.
It's a great bit of sort of innocent fun. At first you sort of laugh at it and say, I'm not getting involved in that.
I know, all my bells and hankies and
sticks.
Everyone at work takes a mickey a bit, but I don't care because I enjoy it, and that's all that matters.
It's a bit like sort of going to a Kaylee. I used to hate Kaylee's until my wife once dragged me to some barn dance. And, it was really good fun.
I think you've just got to throw yourself into these things.
It was really good fun. But one thing you might be able to answer this. Some of these Morris dancers, they had these sort of wooden staffs, these wooden sticks.
Oh, yeah.
And they had certain different ones of them had different numbers of sort of bells and those sort of like funny little frilly things.
Oh, right, okay.
Tied around them. And I always wondered, I never got to actually ask anyone, whether there was any significance in, whether you were the chief Morris dancer, you could have
bells.
10 bells, or whether you were just a novice miner, you only got a couple.
Well, I don't know if there's anything in that, but from my own experience, my shoes have only got, I think, 3 bells on one side and perhaps 2 on another, and it's because they've fallen off. So I should imagine it's probably something more to do with that, because we tend to lose our bells over time if we don't get our needles out and renew the stitching. Because we do throw ourselves around quite a bit.
Do you just do it for fun? You just go along and have a little bounce about for fun?
Well, we're quite organised. We have a weekly practice session.
Yeah.
And, where I live in Sleaford, we're the Stephen Morris team, and there's a men's team and there's a ladies' team. And
right.
We're affiliated, but, we do a separate dancing. And so we practice once a week, and then we go out over the summer. We go out, we get loads of bookings, for country fairs and fates and all sorts of things. And so we do charge for it, and then we use the money to go abroad and dance abroad. So, yeah, It's all good fun.
It's a subculture I really never anticipated being given the kind of focus that it has manifested on the show today. But there we are, you see. That's the magic.
Oh, give me the chance to talk about Morris Dancing and I will go for it.
Exactly.
I mean, thank you for that, Charles. Alex never asked me about my Morris Dancing.
I've got one other question, if you don't mind, Alex. You know when you all dance around the Maypole and you wind it all up?
Yeah.
Well, who unwraps it all at the end of the day?
Well, you dance back.
Oh, is that what you
yeah,
do?
Yeah, you dance back with it.
That must be quite fun. So what if it gets tangled up? Does it ever get tangled up?
I've never actually danced around a maypole yet.
Right.
We don't tend to do that because, I mean, obviously, maypoles these days are few and far between. Mm. So, yeah, I've never personally danced around one, so I can't say if they do or not. But, no, I don't think so. I think... the professional Morris dancer wouldn't get their ribbons twisted, surely
well,
not.
That's interesting, because at this pub I used to go to, they had this maypole and they had the ribbons and they all danced round, and by the time they finished it was all plaited up on the pole. And then they'd just go away, and I thought to myself,
oh, well, I bet they came back, you know, in the dark of night and danced.
Widdishans, so they danced Widdishans.
You undance it then, is that what you do?
That's right.
Well, I've learned something, actually.
Well, I think the campaign, Charles, starts here.
Yeah.
Morris dancing as an Olympic sport.
Yeah, I shall contemplate that when I get home. I'll have my first gin and tonic of the evening.
If they can go with synchronised swimming, I think there has to be a place for Morris dancing. What say you, Sarah?
I think so. I love Morris dancing.
Another one.
2012.
Maypole dancing as well. I used to do maypole dancing at school. And
yeah, Lord. Zach, Morris dancing, has it crossed the Atlantic?
No, not quite.
No, right.
Do you know what it is?
I'm not even familiar with it. No, this is a first.
Describe it, Joy, as best as you can, really.
Well, it's a form of folk dance, and it was originally sort of brought in to sort of celebrate
fertility rights.
Oh, certain times of year, you know, yeah.
Yes.
And also to mock the because it was done by poor people, and it was to mock the upper classes and things like that. So yeah. And it involves colourful outfits and bells and
ribbons,
hankies,
whistles.
And you know, all sorts of things. And,
you're going to have to bring in some Morris dancing music. And
I will, and I'll give you a little Morris demonstration as well. I'll bring my bells in for you, Alex.
There you go.
I think it's the sort of thing the Americans would love, Alex, actually.
Very much so.
I think they would.
Zach could be our official siren, 107.3 FM, midweek drive Morris dancing ambassador.
I could teach you and Zach a few moves.
Yeah, I'm sure you could.
I think there's a marketing opportunity there.
Well, we'll look at that. Meanwhile, Charles, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic chat with us today?
I always have a reasonably interesting telephonic chat with you, Alex. You and your varied guests.
Yeah, well, there you go. So are you up for joining us again in the very near future?
Absolutely. And I shall drive home with a spring in my step, and I shall have a little smile on my face when I have my first gin and tonic of the evening. Yes.
Quick reminder, if you want to find out more about Charles's fantastic work, it's athas.co.uk, athas.co.uk. You can find out all manner of other bits and pieces. Mind you, I suppose that whole ultimate question, a compensation claim against Morris dancers.
Ooh. Well, the pole might just fall down.